Dude, I'm so ready for tonight, man. It's gonna be a good night, guys. Welcome to episode 55 of the Dragon
Dang.
Show. It's crazy, presented by Summit Racing. We've got a good show tonight. Gonna have some fun. It is going to be a shorter show tonight because I'm traveling again on Friday, and my kids have been at my mom's house for spring break, and I have seen my wife for about 2.5 hours this week. So we'd like to hang out and watch some TV and do all that kind of fun adult stuff while our kids are gone. So, Eric, if you will hit that intro button video, we'll get this thing kicked off and then do all the stuff.
All right, let's do
we're gonna pack things up and hit the road, trying to make it the next day.
Dude, I hope you're ready for tonight. It's going to be kind of fun. Guys, if you don't know, my name is Mike Narks. I am the host of the Drag Driver Pete show that you're watching here and the Drag Driver Pete news, which happens on Saturday mornings here on the channel. Dude next to me here has been a rock star this week. Mr. Eric White, introduce yourself. Tell him what you got going on and let's get this thing kicked off, man.
I am Eric White, co-host for both the news and the show. It's been a busy week. I'm back to being a rising creator on Facebook, which is pretty cool. I've been gone there for a little bit, but got that back. And I help out with artwork and stuff around here, video editing, like the video you just saw, artwork, like we've been posting the drag and drive. It's like drag racing, but way cooler. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm doing my channel, which is 815 LSX Swaps. And actually just about to ship out a new set of trim rings to a customer once we're done. So it's been a wild week.
That is for sure. Well, guys, listen, you know how busy we stay around here. We appreciate you taking the time to come in tonight. We couldn't do this without you guys. I don't know if you know that or not, but because our race car friends are here, we can do this more often, and it just keeps us going. I just want to say thanks to everybody that's out there that is patient with us whenever it helps. I'll tell you, it helps. Your support helps a bunch. And also what helps a lot is our sponsors, Summit Racing, Molly Motorsports, Driven Racing Oil, Car Change 3D, Howard's Cams, Performa Built Transmissions, Sweet Patina, and Racing Junk Classifieds. Without those guys, we couldn't do this. And our newest media partner, PowerTube TV, which I'm really pumped about because we're going to talk about this in a little bit. I'll be down at Southeast Gassers Association this weekend because of them and a new TV show we're doing that we released on Wednesday night. Or released the news on last week's episode. So pretty cool. I'm excited to do all that, and it's going to be wild, man. It's my first gasser event, so I
Yeah.
love gassers already, but now to just be immersed in 100 of them, I think is what Leslie said last week.
Yeah.
Going to be pretty intense, man. Going to be pretty intense.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so you guys will be watching for content here as well as on the PowerTube TV channels and then Southeast Gassers Association. Make sure you go join over there as well. And just want to say, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Summit Racing Speed Legacy began in 1968. It's a one-man operation now. It's the world speed shop. More than 200 catalog editions have gone out to people at home wanting to look at parts on the catalog. That's right, 200 plus. They have four huge facilities across the country. They feel your passion. They save you time. They save you money. They deliver fast, and they offer top-notch customer service. In 2014, they launched the Summit Racing mobile app for easy access to speed parts. You can find Summit Racing on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Also, you can tune into the On All Cylinders podcast for more automotive discussions like this one and from humble origins to the social media lane. Summit Racing, stands by your need for speed. All right, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's kick this thing off, man. Let's get going. Let's talk about the Driven Racing Oil event updates that we have coming. There's a lot of events that are coming up. So why don't you read us the Driven Racing Oil ad, and then we'll jump into these updates.
All right. Why gamble with performance or protection when you get proven results from Driven Racing Oil? Trusted by top engine builders. I lost my notes there. Trusted by top engine builders, winning racers, and devoted horsepower enthusiasts around the world, Driven takes legendary base oils, such as the ones from Bradford, Pennsylvania, which comprise their GP1 line. Then Driven boosts that superior base with state-of-the-art additive packages. Driven's GP1 Nitro 70 not only provides anti-wear protection, but can even shield cylinders from washout and fuel dilution caused by using methanol or nitro-based fuels. Learn more about Driven Racing Oils by following them on Facebook and Instagram at Driven Racing Oil, or shop now at drivenracingoil.com.
That's right. And so let's talk about the first event that was going to actually start happening last week, that was going to happen last weekend. Sadly, the rain in the springtime in Central Georgia kind of ruined it.
Yep.
The good thing is Mike Mayo was able to postpone the Battle of the Streets to April 14th, which is really kind of cool because that's the week before the circuit and the Central Victorian Dragon Drive in Australia. So now we're going to stack, you know, three events in 3 weeks. That is the weekend after Carolina Drag Cruise. And what's the other one over there in Australia? That's on April 7th.
What is that one?
Yeah, that one. Dadgummit. Road Trip Drag Challenge.
There you go.
Hey, we're getting there. Man, there's so many of these things. So, again, we're going to stack April pretty deep with Drag and Drive events. That means there's one every weekend in April.
That's awesome.
The only weekend there wasn't a Drag and Drive. So, every weekend in April, and now that makes, I think, 6 or 7 events in April. So, pretty awesome. That's it's a huge win. And I think with Mike pushing it back, it'll only help him gain more racers. And I think right now he had 50-something racers or something on the list. I know he posted a couple pictures of the sheets and things like that. And the really cool thing about Drag and Drive racers is that we just want to do Drag and Drive stuff, right? So right. He offered a refund to anybody that was not going to be able to make it. I think like 3 people took him up on the refund. Everybody else was like, we'll just come the 14th.
So, yeah.
So pretty awesome. Kind of a single day heads up deal, but like a 70 or 80 mile drive. So it's really going to give those guys a feeling of a lot of that. And if you'll remember, sometime early last year, I started talking about how we're going to see more of these single day events that are taking people on longer drives. So pretty cool there. And then Hard S 1000 kicked off Monday on my birthday. I don't know if you knew that or not. Monday is my birthday. It's 43. They kicked off on Monday. And I found out that our buddy David Gallimore is down there, the guy that drives the Barra Power Chevelle. Yep. So these pictures are actually from his Facebook. I pulled them just a little bit ago. They're on day 3 down there. Guys, this event looks awesome. There's a lot of cars. I don't even know what they are.
Like, right.
Picture, I couldn't tell you what anything in that picture is. But I'll tell you this much. You and I are going to go to that at some point.
I sure hope so.
We're going to Australia. We're going to go over. We're going to do a weekend or week-long event over there. I just don't know when it's going to be, but maybe 2025, because these dudes look like they know how to party.
Yeah. 2025 seems like it's going to be a good year.
We're going to talk about that here in a little bit too, because that's going to be pretty crazy, crazy year. So thanks to David Gallimore for the permission to use these. I want to say thanks for that. And then also for just the continued updates. I mean, he's been posting quite a bit, you know, 30 or 40 pictures a day from their trips and races and all that kind of stuff. And man, I'm telling you, the scenery over there just looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
I don't have any of the stats or updates from that, standings or anything like that yet. Of course, I'll dig in a little bit more and try and get those if we have a show on Saturday. So we'll talk about that at the end of this little segment here. Dude, do you want to kind of talk about what happened yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I hope everybody was watching. We had a lot of people watching, which is pretty awesome. But in case anybody's hiding under a rock, in 2025, Rocky Mount Race Week 1.0 and 2.0 will be combined together to make the biggest drag and drive ever.
Yeah, the biggest, most hugest, never been done before. Like, this is going to be a 600-person drag and drop event. Now, listen, once you pick yourself up off the floor, this is a big deal. This is really, really going to be cool because the way they have it set up, and you can go back and watch the hour and a half video yesterday. It was awesome. We had Chad Reynolds on. We had Adam Dory on. We had, of course, Matt Frost on, the founder of Rocky Mountain Race Week. He's on telling all this stuff. It's essentially two national level drag and drive events in one.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, at the same time. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. So 1.0 is going to be Group A, and they are going to run from 7 in the morning until 3. 2.0 is going to be Group B, who's going to run from 3 to 11. So that's 16 hours of drag and drive.
Yep.
Per day. And
with Chad on, he was actually talking, they're going to live stream the whole thing. He's bringing in two crews to do that. So it's going to be a whole thing. Yeah, Ryan Hargett, you should be afraid of getting kicked in the nuts right now because you're going to sign up for Rocky Mountain Race Week. Maybe 2024 would be awesome, but definitely for 2025. I'm telling you right now, this event is going to be one for the ages. The one cool thing is Matt's talking about swapping midweek. So if you're Group A, let's say, and you're racing in the morning for 2 days, then you may switch and race at night for 2 days, which I think will be really, really, really cool. So that's going to be neat. It's 4 days of racing, which I like. It's four back-to-back. So that's what he's doing right now. He's setting up tracks. It looks like Tulsa, obviously, is the host. Love our boys over at Keith Haney, one of the owners there at Tulsa Raceway Park. You know, he's our boy from Midwest Drag Race Series. Appreciate him and all the opportunities he's given me. So Tulsa, they're going to do Ennis. They're going to do Thunder Valley in Oklahoma City. And then based on the way everybody talked in the chat yesterday, I think they want Flying H in Kansas City. But we need a favor. We need people to tell Flying H that they want Rocky Mountain Race Week 2025 to come to their facility. If you are on Facebook right now, please pause this and go to Flying H Dragship's page and tell them you want Rocky Mountain Race Week 2025 to come there. Because this is going to be a huge deal. The cool thing about this is you're going to have 600 racers and probably another 100 or 150 road weekers.
Yeah.
God, man, just cruising back roads. And like, if we can get to... if we can get to Kansas City and we can do that, think about that. That's Texas, that's Oklahoma, and that's Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, and probably part of Kansas would be the way you would get there from Oklahoma City or Tulsa. If we could just pile in so many people into that part, think about what that would do for the small town economies. Yeah. Think about what that would do for all of the people that are on the edge of kind of being into cars. Then they're going to see like us take over the town. Somebody said they're going to sell out of E85. So plan on prepping for E85. So that's pretty cool. So 4 days of racing, then there's going to be a day of just kind of, he said, relaxing. There's not any relaxing in drag and drive, but be a day of just kind of hanging out and vendor midway and kind of a big, I would say gathering. Right. Just a gathering day, everybody to be at the track, get their stuff settled and all that stuff. Then they're going to do awards that night. Then the following day to finish up the week, they're going to do a heads up shootout like they always do. But it's all the cars are open. All the cars will come and converge into one. Like the BMF 8 is going to be the top eight from the A group and the B group racing each other to find out the winner. And it's the biggest payouts in drag and drive history.
Yep.
Pretty crazy.
That's going to be in June, right?
Yes, that is late June 2025.
Okay.
Yeah. So that year, the one big thing is the sad part about this is that we won't have a 2.0 technically that year because he's going to combine them. But listen, I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. Get ready. Get it on your plate. Get your mind right because this is going to be a big deal. And I appreciate Matt and the team at Rocky Mountain Race Week for letting us be a part of that announcement. I mean, this truly is the biggest announcement maybe in all of drag and drive in the last 10 years for sure, because it's the 10th. They're doing this to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Rocky Mountain Race Week. So
we're saying pretty June amazing. June 25th.
Yep. Yep, that's kind of what he was talking about last night and kind of it running that week, whatever the week of June 25th is. So there's still a few tracks that he's trying to lock in, or maybe one track he's trying to lock in, and that's why we're trying to talk Flying H into doing this.
Yeah.
So we need that little bit. Now, he's got a couple other tracks that he's talking to. He's just trying to figure out the route to get there, because the biggest thing is Tulsa and Oklahoma City and Ennis. Where does all the rest of the stuff fall? You know, so you can't drive to, you don't want to go, you don't have it set up for dates for Tulsa, Ennis, Oklahoma City, back to somewhere in Texas, back to Tulsa. So, you know, kind of make a big loop and just break the internet for all of the area around there.
It's crazy to already have events on our schedule for 2025.
Yeah, I mean,
because we're going to be there.
Oh, for sure we're going to be there. Like, we may be there in a capacity more than just drag driver Pete, but maybe they're helping. You know, that's what we offered last night. I probably put my foot in my mouth by offering both of us to help in any way they need, but I figured we would probably be willing to do that.
Yeah, to be a part of something like that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, guys, hit the share button as we move on here. We're going to the next little bit of segment here. We're going to thank our friends at Molly Motorsport. And can I read this one this time?
Yeah, kick it off.
Yeah, all right. Well, attention high-performance enthusiasts and sportsman class racers. Meet the Molly Motorsport Power Pack Kit, your ultimate solution for power-packed performance. The Power Pack pistons are made from either 4032 aluminum alloy to allow for tighter cylinder-to-wall clearances and improved temperature stability, or 2618 alloy to allow for increased detonation resistance. Tailored for various engine families from small block Chevrolet to Volkswagen and Audi, we've got you covered. What sets us apart? Forged pistons, graphol coating, and phosphate treatment for peak performance and durability. Elevate your ride with Molly Motorsports, where performance meets precision. Unleash the power within. Visit mollymotorsport.com for more details. Again, Molly is spelled M-A-H-L-E. Dude, do you want to tell me what you did for Molly this weekend on our website?
Yeah, this is something I'm excited about. We've been talking about this for a while, and I kind of pitched this idea to Mike, and we decided we were going to run with it. So what we have created is the Molly Motorsports Co-Pilot Spotlight. So this is live on the website right now. You can go to dragdriverpete.com. At the top banner, there'll be a Co-Pilot Spotlight, and when you click on that, it's going to take you to a forms where you can fill out, we need your racer name, your vehicle, and then your co-pilot's name. And then there's a few boxes. You can tell a story where your co-pilot saved the day, where they ruined the day, any funny stories about your co-pilot, and then upload pictures that we can then share and write an article about. So we always talk about what it's like to have a good co-pilot, and now we want to take and recognize all these great co-pilots. So
yeah, this is a big deal, and I want to say thanks to you for putting this together, because it's really going to be really, really cool. We've talked all of last year about wanting to highlight more co-pilots. I want to collect those names. That's probably the biggest thing as we look through historical data, is the racer obviously gets a lot of credit because they're driving the car, but we know that a co-pilot truly does make the experience so much better. If you have a great co-pilot, it can make the world a difference. But some of the best stories are when someone has a bad co-pilot. There's nothing more fun than hearing those stories out there. So we definitely want to do that, guys. I put the link in the chat there in the description. We are also going to put it down in the description, and we'll start promoting this. We want to hear your stories. We want to highlight your co-pilot, or if you are a co-pilot, please fill out this. So tell us what you did right. Tell us what you did wrong. Tell us which events you attended and all that kind of stuff. We're here. We want to talk about you. It's going to be pretty neat. I'm excited to see some of the stuff start rolling in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to give us one more thing to either talk about on the show, one more article we can start writing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is a pretty neat deal and a great idea on your part, man. I want to say thanks again for that. And it's going to be cool to see all that come about shortly. Hopefully there's folks putting that stuff in right now. Yeah. All right. On to the next topic. Listen, I found some stuff on Summit Racing this week that has nothing to do with buying parts.
Does that sound okay?
So this week, obviously, I'm digging around. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but the My Garage has now been opened up. So the Summit Racing My Garage, do you call this a social media platform?
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, essentially it says My Garage is a Gearheads only Octane fueled social platform for Summit Racing customers and fans. And we both have pages on there. You can find Eric under the 815. You can find me. I think it's just under my name or Drag Driver Pete. So look for either one of those on there. I'll do a better job of posting stuff. I'm going to start my whole plan is to start with the Sick Week album and then start adding the Southeast Gassers Association. This will probably live on as an everything for me platform, not just drag and drive. So pretty cool there. I'm really kind of excited about this because it means that we can have, it's just one more spot. Cause what's going to happen is as Facebook continues to grow, like it always does, it becomes harder and harder for your stuff to show up. Well, listen, if you get in early, you can be one of the folks that people follow. So this is going to be really cool. Plus, as time goes, they're going to continue adding parts, continue adding pieces to this to update. It's a great way that in 10 years, when you look back and you go, man, what cam did I run in that Mustang, that Fox Body Mustang with twin turbos? What cam did I run there? And you could actually put that in here and have that information when you go to look back. So pretty cool stuff there. I'm excited to see Summit leaning into this.
Yeah. Before you go on, I just want to show something on mine here. I just logged in and okay. You're going to think this is pretty cool. I got to open it here in a second. Yep. Tab. Again,
you can find this right on the Summit Racing homepage. There's a little icon at the top that says My Garage.
Look at that. Cool. Summit Racing equipment is now following. And look at that.
Dang. You got all kinds of people following you.
So for anybody that wonders what this looks like, you can see here, you can see my garage, got the pictures of my cars. You can see Michael's garage right here, one of his posts. And then you can see your vehicles across the top. So you can click on and see all the vehicles that you have on there. So when I click on my garage, it loads up. Loading up here, and then you can see it's got each one of your vehicles. So you can see I've got the 240 on here, I've got the Mustang on here, and I've even got the daily Silverado on here.
Yeah.
So you can add as many vehicles as you want, and then you can obviously follow other garages as well. So just kind of a little sneak peek of what that looks like from our end.
That's awesome. And it looked like that from your end as well. If you're out there, you jump onto these and do that. So I hope you do. I hope we can be a part of the growth of that. One, because Summit is a big part of the Drag and Drive community. But then two, it's going to show them that the Drag and Drive community is open with all the information that we want to support them and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. And what's really cool is you can inside your vehicle list, you can put what products you've purchased from Summit. I think it'll add links to it. So if you're looking at somebody's build and you're like, oh, I really like this or that part that they have, you can click on the link and then you can go purchase that part yourself.
Yep. That's pretty cool. All right. And then the other spot is the On All Cylinders podcast site. Obviously you can find this on summitracing.com or you can type in onallcylinders.com. But Evan from Revan Media put together a photo gallery and recap of Sick Week. So that showed up just, I think, the other day. What's that, 319 yesterday?
Yep.
So lots of really cool stuff in that. Lots of great pictures. This is just a screen grab of the top of the page, but there's a lot that goes down through there. Great article, a lot of recap, cool stuff, class winners, all that kind of thing. But you can find that on the onallcylinders.com website as well as summitracing.com. All righty. That's my stuff that I found on Summit Racing for this week.
Yeah, I think
it's second or third time that I haven't brought parts in here because of other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think the My Garage thing is going to be pretty cool again. You know, we both got ours set up and I haven't spent as much time on it as I'd like to, you know, we're always looking for parts, but definitely need to jump over there and look around some more and kind of keep an eye on that as it grows and see what it becomes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And again, Summit Racing has always been part of every community that they sell parts for. I think this is going to be a great way for them to continue to grow that. So, and it's good for us because it provides another platform for people to post and put their cars. And I mean, you don't get any more car related social media platform than something from Summit Racing.
Right.
And pretty cool. So, all right. Well, you know what time it is. It's a gentleman's agreement. Guys, here's the deal. We love doing this, but it takes a lot of time and money to put all of this together and take these trips and do all this stuff. But the benefit for you is that we love doing it and we'll continue to keep doing it. But we ask that if you're watching this and you have enjoyed it, please hit that subscribe button or follow whichever page you're watching on. We're live on 8 different platforms right now. So if you have enjoyed this or some of the other content that we've put out lately, please jump in there, hit that subscribe and hit that follow button. We can't verify that you do that, but that's why it's a gentleman's agreement. We'll keep doing this stuff and you do that. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And invite all your friends to the hashtag race car friends group. Cause we are coming in on almost 1,000 members in that group now.
So close, 936 or something like that. We're getting there, maybe by the end of the week. All right. And then guys, we can't do this without our race car friends. Just like Eric said, our race car friends make this world go round, and you are our race car friends. Our sponsors are our race car friends as well, but they're our sponsors. Listen, our race car friends make this whole thing go around because our race car friends were race car friends first, then they became sponsors. There's literally nobody in our sponsor list that we didn't already know before all this. So it's pretty cool. So Summit Racing, Molly Motorsports, Driven Racing Oil, Car Change 3D, Howard's Cams, Performabilt, Sweet Patina, and Racing Junk Classifieds, and our newest media sponsor, PowerTube TV. Guys, we can't do this without all of you guys. We appreciate everything that everybody does.
Absolutely. And you know what was supposed to be here?
Oh, man, the Howard's Cams community button?
Yeah, and why don't you tell why it's not in there?
Probably because I didn't put it in there.
Well, not only that, I was getting ready to put it in there. But then what happened when I joined our live stream?
Oh. Yeah, so this is a great story. Let's take this blank screen off. So this is funny. And Eric is literally talking to me through the screen like this, and I can't hear a single word he's saying. I'm like, nope, I don't hear anything. He can hear me fine.
Yeah.
I can't hear him at all.
Unplug your mic. Plug it back in.
Yeah, he's restarting his computer, everything. We think it's on his end. It was not. It was on mine. I had my speakers muted. So that's the way it works sometimes around here. When you're as busy as we are, sometimes you miss some things. And I definitely missed that one.
Yeah, it was entertaining. I'm talking, I'm playing our intro video, and Mike's not moving a bit. I'm like, you don't hear nothing. So finally, I give him a call on a cell phone this time. And I'm like, hey. Yeah. What's going on? I can hear everything. I'm talking. You're not moving. And finally got down to that. So we ended up missing that picture. So sorry to Howard's Cam for not having that in there. We'll get that in there.
Perfect. Well, do you want to read the ad read here for Howard's Cams? And then we'll jump into some of the cool stuff that we have that's happened within the community.
Yep. Howard's Cam was founded as a racing cam manufacturer almost 80 years ago. When Howard Johnson created Howard's Power and Racing Equipment in 1945, Howard's Cam has always used on-track experience to design the most powerful designs. Today, they have an even greater group of experienced racers in circle track, drag racing, road race, mud bog, and marine. They all use this input plus the most advanced computer software to design the most competitive race-winning products. From pioneers in drag racing and oval track to cutting-edge marine development, Howard's Cam is at the forefront of the industry. If you guys need any cam stuff, make sure you reach out to our buddy Luke B for any type of valve train upgrade, and he will get you set up with what you need. Just don't ask him for a custom grind can for your LS.
Yeah, and he'll do one.
Yeah.
You just probably don't need it, to be honest. Yeah. That's exactly right. So don't get a custom cam, get an off-the-shelf cam, get it to your house in the next few days and put it in. And then if you need the last little inch of power, go ahead and turn the boost up just a little bit. All right, lead us into what we got going on this week, man, because this is kind of a cool story.
Yeah, so I didn't get to read this whole article. I was browsing through it before the show, but Adam Dory wrote an article here on Sick the Mag talking about bracket racing. So yep. He's talking a little bit about, you know, how we all love drag and drive, but, you know, give bracket racing a try. Take your street car, your drag and drive car to the track, you know, get in some of these bracket races and kind of beat up on those full-blown race cars with your street car.
Yeah. Yeah. Do like Rich Keto, drive that thing to the track, beat these bracket guys, and then drive that thing home and make them scratch their head and go, huh, why don't I do more?
And then when you're there, tell them to convert their car back to a street car and come join us on Dragon Drives.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, I'm excited to see this. I think based on what I saw, this is going to be a recurring thing, kind of like the weekly Reiki deal from Matt Reiki. So kudos to Sick the Mag for putting together some recurring stuff on this. And I was actually talking to Jonathan Stonecipher about some ideas we have about some stuff coming up. So anyways, cool stuff there. And then, dude, you sent me this earlier from Drag Coverage.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Listen, I sent a text to the wife. I was like, what do you think about living in North Carolina?
How'd that go over for you?
She said no immediately, but at least she thought about it.
There you go.
For 0.02 seconds. So tell us about this house that's for sale, man.
Yeah, so their post was, this is the ultimate drag racer's house in South Carolina for sale. It's close to over 9 drag strips. Can you imagine being at your house and be like, what do I want to do today? I've got the choice of 9 drag strips to go to.
Yeah, it says here it's located 15 minutes from Shadyside Dragway, which is where Southeast Street and Yeet races and Carolina Drag Cruise races, 30 minutes from Greer, 2.5 hours from Piedmont, 2.5 hours from Darlington Dragway. Piedmont Dragway is where they host like the Pro Mod race every Thursday night, the Big Dog Pro Mod race that Wes Buck and Mike Carpenter talk about all the time. 2.5 hours from Darlington. It's also fairly close to Mooresville, which is owned by a drag and drive racer, Eric Yost. And then Farmington Dragway, Pageland Dragway, Wilkesboro, and Rockingham.
How cool is that?
Crazy. Crazy.
It kind of got me thinking, you know, they kind of went up to, it looks like about 2.5 hours away. So I didn't get a chance to look, but I was kind of thinking in my head, like, how many drag strips are within 2.5 hours of me, I wonder?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say 5, right? Yeah. Let's say 5. I think that would probably be a lot. I know for me, it would probably be, so you'd have Mocan, you'd have Flying H eventually, or 2024, you'd have Springfield, you'd have Mocan, you'd have Centerville, and you'd have Tulsa. So I'd have 6 within 2.5 hours. So that's, that's not bad. That's not bad. But each of those is at least an hour. There's nothing within 15 minutes of me.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could get to a street I could make a pass on in 15 minutes.
So those are all the drag strips in South Carolina, not to mention the ones that are in North Carolina. Yeah. So this was a cool deal. It's 3+ acres, has that open country feel. And of course you can see that second driveway right there. That goes back to a 50x40 garage with 2 mini splits, which I thought was pretty cool. And coated concrete flooring. There's an abundant amount of concrete around the garage as well as a lean-to on the back for added storage. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this. This is realistically something I would buy. I mean, I have a 30x40 shop now. A 50x40 would be just about perfect.
Yeah. When we all of us guys watch and think about what our house would look like if we built one, this is probably pretty close to it.
Yeah. 1900 square foot house is pretty good size. You know what I mean? Like, it's a pretty good size house. And then 50x40 shop though, bro, I'm in.
Yeah. You got room for a trailer on the outside and everything. Yep. If anybody wants to, you know, I don't know, maybe sponsor me like $499,000, I'll go pick this up.
Well, I'm going to need about $550,000 because I got to buy another car. It's got three garage doors on it. I gotta fill it up, man.
Yeah, and here's the deal, you know, the wife, she can finally have the attached garage to the house. Uh-huh. And then I can actually, you know, start to fill up the shop, and you know, everybody's happy at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the best way to do that. That's how marriages stay so good and for so long. The husband has a shop that's bigger than the house. That's the kind of living you need to have in your life.
Yeah. So this was just kind of a cool find that we kind of wanted to show everybody. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah. So big shout out to Drag Coverage for posting that. I mean, that's really, I mean, a great thought process. And it's funny. It'll be interesting to see if there's now more listings with that kind of content in it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal for drag racers, and that part of the country is huge for that stuff.
Yeah. So I'd be curious to see if it is, you know, if it's a drag racer that, you know, any of us know that ends up buying it.
Oh, yeah. Hint, Devin Vanderhoof.
Not that it's something that we can probably follow up on, but.
Yeah. I mean, surely if a drag racer buys that, they're going to post that they bought it. Surely.
That's true.
Yeah, surely they will. I would hope anyways, especially if they're within the drag and drive community and have been watching this. So if you're in South Carolina, definitely look that up and think about a move. Well, guys, on the last Drag Driver Pete show, we talked about the most visited tracks of 2024, you know, Milan being the most visited track with 5 and Mocan at 4. We discussed unique track visits being somewhere in the 80 count, based on, you know, if you took out the Milan being 5 and Mocan being 4 of those. Let's talk about race days.
Okay.
So kind of adding all that up together. And I didn't get the final number, but with tech days for national events and racing days and drive days and things like that, or sorry, without drive days, there's more than 120 drag and drive days in 2024.
And that was just national level?
No. That was all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, that was all. Wow. 35 events. Yeah. So that's 30% of the year we'll see drag and drive racers at a racetrack somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
How cool is that, man?
That's pretty awesome. Especially like when I think about my area, I mean, we only get how many months a year that the tracks can be open. Yeah. So, you know, I know there's other places obviously where, you know, tracks are open year round, but yeah, 120 days, 4 months, that's a lot of drag and drive.
Well, and I think that's why we've seen such an increase in the growth. You know, obviously, I mean, what we had like 9 events or 11 events in 2022, 30 something last year. We got 35 on the books this year. We know there'll be another 6 or 8 that'll be added by the end of the year for weekend type stuff. This is why, is because now there's going to be people go to these racetracks that are going to be like, what is going on? Why are there no trucks and trailers here? But there's 50 cars pulling small trailers.
Yeah, right.
Or there's 50 cars that pulled in from the street during the day. I mean, that's why it's going to grow. That's, you know, that is one of the things that's made it grow as well. And then you can find the full list of all the current events at dragdriverpete.com/event list. We've got them all listed there. And I just realized I did not update the date for Mike Mayo's event. I got to put it on the 14th. So I'll do that here after the event.
But that means there's still almost 250 days of the year that we can still fit drag and drive events. Just saying.
Here's the other side of that too. When we look as a community, when we look at that, we feel like 35 is a lot. But when you start taking in the fact that it's across the whole world, that's where I think something like an interactive map that we've been working on could really do well, because if you're looking at May is a great example. How many events are in May? 2. So if you think about 2 events in May in the world, that's very small, very, very right. small. And April seems like a huge month for regional events. And it is, there's like 6 or 7 of them in April, but that's still very small. It's weekends. Like you have 1 weekend where there's 2 events, 1 here at Mocan Dragway in Ozark for the circuit.
Yeah.
That's in the central part of the country. And then on the other side of the world, literally the other sides of the world, you have Dave Curtis and the Central Victorian Drag and Drive.
Yeah. Can you point those out where those are at on that map behind you?
Hold on. Right here.
Yeah.
And right here.
Nailed it.
I'm gonna get a screenshot of that. So yeah, it's going to be really cool to see just what this does. April, again, going to be a big month for regional stuff. June is a huge month. We talked about that last week, and we're going to talk about September on the next show, which is next Wednesday night for live streams. And if you're watching this on PowerTube, you'll see it the following Tuesday. Listen, I'm telling you, this year, I said it all last year, that last year was going to be nuts. It was going to change the whole world, and it did. Yeah. But we haven't even seen change yet. We haven't even seen it yet. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. And we get through 2024 with all the events, 40-something events, I think there's probably going to be by the time we get done with it. Guys, 2025, hang on, let me get this up here and re-say this, because this is going to be a clip I'm going to cut out. 2025 will change everything. Do you know why?
There's a lot of stuff happening in 2025.
You got Rocky Mountain Race Week combining events, 600 plus cars on a drag and drop to celebrate their 10-year anniversary. Okay. Matt's been talking to Joe Barry, Larry Larson, which would be a huge deal for both of those guys to come back. Joe Barry is one of the best ambassadors that we've ever had for drag and drive. Larry Larson is a great ambassador because he goes fast. I mean, he's got a big name, big following, kind of like Lutz now. Yep. And then if they can return, all of the other folks that have, you know, we talked about last night, 2,600 plus people have raced in Rocky Mountain Race Week events over the years.
Yep.
You figure unique people, that's probably 1,700, I think, is what we figured. 1,700 unique people have raced in that in 13 events across the country or across Rocky Mountain Race Week. And then you're going to do two more this year. Another 500 people are going to be there. The Rocky Mountain Race Week event is going to be huge for the reason that it's going to be the largest drag and drive event ever to be hosted ever in ever history. Right? Okay. 2025 is also the 20th anniversary of the first running of Hot Rod Drag Week. So again, you have 10 years of it only being Hot Rod Drag Week. Then you have the Rocky Mountain Race Week and One Guy's Garage kickoff in 2015. Okay. So that took a few years to kind of, I don't know, simmer, right? Okay. So then you have 2020, when everybody was stuck at home and Rocky Mountain did two events. So now you've got five events in 2021 as they come out of that. And we've only seen crazy growth. 2022, we had 11. 2023, we had 32 events or something like that across the world. Now we've got 35, and it's just March. I'm telling you, 2025 is going to be nuts, and it will change everything. Maybe for the better, maybe for the worse. Who knows? The cool thing is we're going to be here to live it and go through it. You've also got the Havlicks. They're hosting their first fastest street car tribute race. And dude, have you seen the list of cars that are coming to that thing? We talked a little bit about it last week. They're posting new stuff every day, sometimes two or three times a day.
Yeah.
So Hot Rods by Havlick is going to bring a ton of attention back to the fastest street car shootout stuff. So those folks that did that way back in the day, they're going to get all this new attention, all this new admiration from the community for bringing a lot of those old cars back. And I know those folks weren't drag and drive. A lot of those folks didn't go into drag and drive after the fastest street car shootout stuff stopped. But once they hang out with all of these other drag and drive racers, they're going to. So that's going to happen. So you have Rocky Mountain Race Week doing 600. You have Hot Rod Drag Week 20th anniversary. You have the Havlicks fastest street car shootout. And we've only seen one post from this. You know what it is?
That's what I'm pretty sure that's what I was trying to look up right now.
Yeah. Sick the Mag's fastest streetcar event with $100,000 worth of payout. And it looks like to me that one post looked like to me that that's $100,000 to win.
Yeah. I was just looking for that. That's what I was trying to find. I was going to add it to the notes on there too.
Yep. So one, who knows what that's going to be? It says it's going to be a torture test. I mean, dude, do you take, and in that post, and what Tom has said is that what you do in 2024 will matter for that event.
Yep.
Now, we know Sick Week is billed as a Super Bowl of drag and drive. is this going to be a legit Super Bowl of Dragon? Is this going to be the playoffs of Dragon Drive?
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And with Matt doing that deal in 2025, it's going to bring out my dude. I'm telling you, this is going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy. We should see a ton of growth in 2025. We just got to get there, man. We just got to get there. It's going to be hard living through 2024.
It's crazy that we're talking about all these things that are going to happen in 2025 already. And we're 3 months into 2024. We've had how many events so far?
We've had a couple. Sick Week. That's been it. And we're in the middle of Hall Ass Garage for Hard Ass 1000. That's it. Literally. We're 1.5 events into 2024.
And we're talking about what's going to happen in 25.
Yeah. So it's going to be really cool. To stay on the Hot Rod Drag Week 20th anniversary, I know they have a ton of really cool stuff planned. I know they're already thinking about it from our interview with Mike Galimi. That event's going to be really cool. And obviously, dude, I wasn't at the 2005 Hot Rod Drag Week. So I think they're going to really start pushing for a lot of those racers to come back. There's a lot of those racers that did that event and haven't been back. You know, why? Will this be a great opportunity for them to come back? It's going to be really fun, man. I'm really pumped about what 2025 can bring and what that will do to the sport moving forward from there.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to be busy.
bring it on, man. I'm ready. I'm ready for busy. Well, listen, I said earlier it was going to be kind of a shorter show. I figured we would probably be done by now, but let's run this thing to an hour and then let's wrap up.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
So tell us a little bit about, you have some extra notes here at the bottom of the page, and let's go through some of that stuff that you found.
Yeah, I didn't grab a picture of it, but just before the show, I saw Dennis Taylor post that Hot Rod Garage has a new shop that looked pretty cool. And I know we talked about everything that was going on with Hot Rod and everything a few weeks ago. So does this mean that we're going to keep going with Hot Rod Garage? Are things, you know, on the upward trend if they're building a new shop?
I would think so, surely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Dennis Taylor and Alex aren't acting like they're going anywhere. So keep rocking, baby.
Yep. So I didn't get a picture of that, but I thought that was pretty cool. And then some stuff from TX2K.
Yeah.
I think we'll dig into more of the actual results, but we seen Brett Lasala win the streetcar class. So that was pretty sweet. What was the other one?
Oh, James Schauer won his class. Way to go, dude. That's exciting.
Yeah, what class was that? I didn't grab it.
And then did Kyle Williams win his class too? Somebody in the comments tell us if Kyle Williams won his class. I know there's a picture of him standing with a trophy. If he did, that's pretty freaking awesome, because that dude swapped an engine, bought an engine in Texas, swapped it in the pits, and then went out and either won or come in runner up or something in the class that he was in.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. A lot of drag and drive racers just went down there and dominated.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I was trying to look and see if I saw anything, but I didn't see anything with a quick scroll. And then what about our boy Chris Story? Did you see that?
Dude, listen, big shout out to Chris Story. Him and I talked the other day for, I don't know, 30 minutes or something like that. That guy is awesome. He's really, really awesome.
And he got to do some cool stuff.
Oh, man. He worked with 1320 Video over the week. Dude, that's a huge opportunity for him. And, you know, thanks to 1320 for letting Chris Story work with you. I don't even know how to say that, but it's really neat. And his perspective on working with 1320, dude, he just said they're a machine. They're a machine.
Oh, yeah.
They just have it down. And now they have 20 years of experience doing this. And, you know, we all don't have 20 years of experience. But he said that Kyle Loftus works harder than anybody he's ever seen.
That's awesome.
He said that dude doesn't stop. 6 a.m. in the morning to 3 a.m. at night. All week he worked, which is really, really cool to hear that being said. I didn't see any of it. Obviously, I didn't go to Texas 2K, but it's pretty cool and a huge opportunity for Chris. I know that there's a lot of stuff that's happening for a lot of folks, but really Chris has deserved everything that he's gotten on that. And, you know, huge congratulations to him.
Yeah. And we all know Chris does an amazing job, but you know, to have 1320 recognize it. And what I thought was cool was looking at the pictures that he took, having the 1320 logo and then having photo credit with his name underneath of it. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and that's pretty cool. It's like, we know somebody famous.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, wow, we know that dude. We feel proud for him.
Right.
So pretty neat there. Again, let's skip that last topic talking about Ryan Hargett, who I hope is still watching in here. Let's have him on maybe next Wednesday and kind of update us on the Coyote Camaro build and see what's going on there. I know he had posted some pictures the other day. Maybe he sent me something earlier. I don't know, but let's dive in next week, Ryan. If you are watching, let's plan for that. Maybe for 15 or 20 minutes of a segment there to talk about that car. Again, that's a car that's going to come out and just, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun to watch a second gen Camaro, almost pro stock style build with a Coyote engine come out and just really go to work on the unlimited class. So,
that'll be fun. I'm excited to see that out too.
Yeah. That's another reason 2025 will be awesome. I'm not going to say we'll have it figured out and everything by 2024, but we know he definitely will by 2025.
Yeah.
So pretty neat. Well, guys, again, probably going to end this here in just a few minutes, but I do want to tell you, please go follow the Southeast Gassers Association. Listen, I'm going to be posting over there. Follow PowerTube because I'm going to be providing a ton of content for them to be posting up on their page as well. And I'll be posting on my personal page a whole lot. And the plan for the Drag Drive Repeat brand content to come from Southeast Gassers is going to be cars that have a license plate, cars that are tagged, cars that drive on the street. That's what I'm going to be just showing off while I'm down there. There's a lot of work that I'm going to be doing while I'm there as well, talking to drivers, figuring out, you know, interviews and conversations and things like that, that will then go into the TV show that I will be hosting. Dude, did you hear me say that? The TV show that I will be hosting on PowerTube TV on the app. So if you haven't loaded that, please do it, because this is going to be something I think is going to be great for the drag and driver community, because you know how it goes. Anytime I'm in front of anybody, that's what I'm talking about. It's the drag and drive community. When are you going to bring this car on a drag and drive? When are you going to do all that and everything from there? So I see Ryan here saying, no problem, we can do that. He's working while listening. That's perfect, man. That's perfect. I know that happens with a lot of folks. And for the last few people that are in here, I want to say I apologize about the podcast uploads lately. I don't know. I don't have any excuse other than it just takes for freaking ever for those things to upload. And a lot of times, if it takes 4 hours to upload, man, I don't have, you know, 4 hours in front of the computer. I typically spend that, but I don't think about uploading podcasts until I'm about halfway through. So we're going to start doing that. Essentially what the podcast, it will end up being, is just this live stream, literally audio pulled over and put onto the podcast. It's too hard and too time consuming to try and cut that down for podcast. Eric and I may do some podcast only type stuff in the future. I don't know. So we got to keep that relevant, but anyways, let's thank our race car friends and sponsors one more time, Eric, if you will.
Yep. I want to thank all of our race car friends. Obviously, all of you guys. We can't do this without you guys. Again, invite everybody to that Facebook group. Get all your friends in there. Go fill out the co-pilot spotlight, because we want to get that going as quick as we can. And we also want to thank our sponsors, Summit Racing, Driven Racing Oil, Molly Motorsports, Car Chains 3D, Howard's Cam, Performabilt Transmission, Sweet Patina, Racing Junk, and our newest media sponsor, PowerTube TV.
Yep. Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks again. We will we'll see you Saturday morning, maybe.
Yeah, we'll keep everybody updated on that.
Yep. All right, guys. See you soon.
See ya.
Awesome. Dude,